not sure I could.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour coming up, folks, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. Jim, are you ready to allow the floodgates to open here?
With one proviso.
Go ahead.
I'm not terribly knowledgeable. I just go by what I've done for the last long while. Go ahead.
All right, you ready? We're going to go. I'll tell you what, the lines are loaded. Okay, so we're going to go to George in Florida first. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, Michael and Jim Kerwin.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, the thing is about Ron Paul, answering that question in the debate, I got to say one thing. You know, it was a setup by the establishment. And for the 9/11 truthers, put your shirts away, put your signs away, and wait for another day. We got bigger fish to fry. We got our dollar crashing. We got people losing their homes. We got SWAT teams traumatizing people, and the planes already hit the towers. We got this Real ID Act happening. I mean, we got to worry about this stuff first before we can go back and investigate that.
Can I mention something?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The reason we have all that is because of 9/11. That's the reason that is so important. The one sole reason why every bit of that has happened is 9/11. And if you don't want to address that particular issue, put your banner away and do it another day? I don't think so.
It's a political liability for Ron Paul.
It's the truth. It doesn't matter.
Does not
take a number and wait for you to get ready for it. It happened, and we never dealt with it, and now we're paying the price.
Well, 9/11 was just a catalyst to get the American people on their side to carry out their agenda for world dominance and control of the Middle East, Jim. Some of the planning on some of these issues was in play long before 9/11.
But they needed the catalyst. Without the catalyst, it wouldn't have happened. They had to have one.
We have Ruby Ridge, right. We have Waco, and, you know, and the Oklahoma City bombing. And, you know, and they were all designed to take away our liberties. It wasn't just 9/11.
Right,
all
but
these
they weren't
issues.
Big enough to turn the corner. That's why it kept getting incrementally bigger every time.
I can tell you this much right now, George. With all due respect to you, the lines are loaded, and I'm going to have to limit the calls to maybe 2 minutes each because I think this is going to go on through the rest of the show. George, anything else real quick?
Yes, I'm just saying Ron Paul, elect him, then worry about 9/11 after the fact.
Okay, that's one score for Michael, all right? Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on with Jim and Michael. Go ahead.
Say real quick, you know, once in the last 5 years, I had a disagreement with Mr. Stadmiller, and he addressed it over the phone and then further in person. He was a gentleman about it, and I'm as big a fan as I ever have been. Now, I don't know who this Jim guy is. I just caught on about 45 minutes ago. And this guy, to me, is a clown. Now, I mean, this guy is... I don't know where he's coming from. 9/11 will get addressed in good time, but we've got to get there first. Now, this guy, he goes on, he's used the SH word twice. Once he called a response that Stadmiller gave BS, and he acts like his opinion is the only thing that matters. He's not willing to work with anything. And this guy's a clown to me, if not a shill. And I can't understand this guy at all. And I'm just surprised they've given him this much time.
Well,
thank you.
Jim is a very knowledgeable guy that's been in politics for 40 years. He writes for Rents.com and a number of other websites, Mike. So, as far as the bull, whatever, as opposed to BS, yes, usually I'll rein Jim in, but in this case, I didn't have time because I didn't have the floor. At any rate, so I guess that's another score for me.
That's another score for you, Michael.
All right. Michael, I really appreciate your call. I appreciate your input, my friend. And
Thank you.
I got to move on. Thanks for the call. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to go to Michael in Pennsylvania, Dylan in Texas, Drew in Texas, John in California, and more. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. The phone lines are loaded. Guys, I'm going to get to you. Michael in Pennsylvania, and Farrell and Dylan. Let's see, Drew, I believe, dropped off. John in California. Also, another Michael in Pennsylvania. I'm going to get to all of you and give you 2 minutes apiece, because I think this is going to go on throughout the hour. So let's first go to the first one up, Michael in Pennsylvania. Michael, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Michael, Jim, great Hi. Show. Very timely. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Ron Paul specifically was asked that 911 question. We know what every other candidate would say about 911. Why was Ron Paul asked that question? What was the motivation? At what answer were the hounds looking for?
Well, they were looking, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Michael, from my perspective, they were looking, it was a question, damned if you do and damned if you don't. And I think, in my own estimation, based upon the spontaneity of the question, I think that's the best answer he could have given with a little time he had to prepare for it. Jim, your thoughts?
Unfortunately, I agree with Michael. This was damned if you do and damned if you don't, but I was disappointed because there was a way through the middle had he relied upon a gut feeling. In other words, if he'd gone with the importance of the event and why it should be discussed and why it is a central factor in this in the national debate that is not happening except on commercial
Well, no, but Jim, I agree that it could have been handled better, but we have to remember this guy's on stage with 90 seconds, a spontaneous question that he wasn't expecting, and also there's millions of people watching. And if you've ever been in that venue, which I have many times, you know, there's an element of, not apprehension, but a little bit of nervousness there. So, you know, I give him credit for doing the best that he could. Michael, your thoughts?
I think he did a great job, too, because he was just opening himself up for shots. It saddens me that people are jumping off the Paul bandwagon for this reason. You can't open yourself up to needless shots if you're running for any kind of office like that.
Michael, the first thing that any speaker at any occasion must remember is the audience. And the audience in that case was national and international. And he is there representing a solitary point of view. And because of that, it's the only reason he's there at all is because he is different from the rest of them. And he needed to have examined his own conscience before he appeared on that or any other stage. Having not done that, obviously, not done it well enough, he muffed it. He dismissed his followers as being misguided. He didn't want to say that they were wrong. He did want to say that he didn't agree with them. That, he shot himself in the foot with that.
Okay. All right, Michael, thank you so much for the input. And by the way, before I leave what's your vote?
Comment.
Am I right or is Jim right?
It's a very tough call. But can I make one very quick comment?
Really quick.
Okay. The previous caller who called Jim a clown is completely off base. He knows nothing about Jim. He's a great writer, and he's basing his opinion on one little subject. Jim is great. Thanks a lot.
I have the utmost respect for Jim, and I've read a lot of his work, and he is a very prolific writer. He does make a grammatical error every once in a while, though. Thanks for the call, Michael. So I have to put down one in the middle there. All right, let's go to Farrell. I believe it's Farrell. Farrell, you're on with Michael and John. Go ahead. Or Jim,
excellent.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thank you. Let's see. I'll make two quick points here. The first one. I'll just cover everything. Okay, if you walk into a room and you see little cockroach antennas sticking out from under the carpet, what is covering all of these issues, including the big, fat, ugly cockroach of 9/11, the JFK, Oklahoma City, everything? Get rid of the Federal Reserve and the cockroaches will all be exposed. Now, you see, don't nitpick over these little things about, you know, look, Ron Paul is going to save this country. It's either Ron Paul or we are all dead. You know, the guys that created the Soviet Union, the Red China that created Nazi Hitler and all this other stuff, those guys have you and I in their targets. Ron Paul is the only way that we're going to have any way of fighting this thing. But you see, we need to get more of us behind Ron Paul. Organized, in case they decide to take Ron Paul out, then they will still have to deal with us.
But Farrell, I think that Jim's going to vote for Huckabee now, right, Jim?
No. What the problem is this, Farrell? I agree with you about the Fed. The problem is that everybody on all sides of this currently is supporting the Fed, with the exception of Mr. Paul. And the point is that you can't get rid of it if everybody there is you know, they're not going to allow that election to happen. It's really very simple. They're not going to let their own money go out the window.
Well, the House of Representatives authorizes all the financing. And that's why we're trying to get a flood of people elected into the House of Representatives also.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Anyway, we've got to do this. This is our only chance. Are we just going to go whoopee, you know, and walk away because the chances look slim? Not even give it a try.
Farrell, the House of Representatives just voted 404-3
six.
To outlaw
six.
To make thought crime a crime. And
if
you're going to overturn the House of Representatives, which has been corrupt since God knows when, that's going to be that in and of itself is a major task because the bulk of the population, as is proven by Mr. Paul's candidacy, is overwhelmingly still stuck on the system that we have in place as actually being workable, when in point of fact it does not work.
See,
I mean,
it's
a physical impossibility to represent millions
States.
Of people in your state. In California, you have each senator representing 32,000 people. I'm sorry, more than that. 320.
Right.
I don't know.
See,
it's a huge number.
We've got a bunch of criminals
possibly.
Running things. Yes, that's true. That's why we've got to at least pretend there's still a little bit of legitimacy until more people see what's really going on. Because
Look
I'm
Pelosi.
Already considered a terrorist.
She was going to change this whole thing that November, long ago. She and the House have actually added to our problems, increased the number of troops, continued the war, dumped untold numbers amounts of money into the war, over and above what Bush even asked for. I mean, we've gone that way so far.
Well, Bush is a banker.
Worse.
Of course, he wants us to go into debt. He loves this war money.
Yes,
you know, his family has thrived off of blood. And that, and he's our president. You know, he thinks he's, you know, what do you think he's going to do other than try to get as much money out of you and I as he can?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm in favor of actually bringing it down. Before you leave, Farrell, is that a vote for my position or a vote for Jim's position?
I'm Ron Paul all the way. I'm into this to the death. I mean,
that's
really.
All right, that's another one
it.
For me. Okay,
yeah, you
thank you for the call, Farrell. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Great show, Mike and Jim. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your frankishness, and thanks to the station for tolerating that. And I would like to make you can rack one up for Ron Paul. I happen to have some background experience in aviation, and so it's plain as day to me how to prove that the planes that hit the buildings were not commercial aircraft. When I saw them flying in the manner in which they did, I knew they were not commercial aircraft. And
I was
so
air traffic control for 4 years.
I know that 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
But I do not believe that Ron Paul does know that. From the things I've heard him say, I can tell he does not have much of knowledge of a technical background regarding buildings or airplanes. And Ron Paul, I have heard him say, this is just as a congressman before he ran for president, I have heard him say he would support a new investigation for 9/11. I don't watch TV, so you can consider this opinion slightly educated.
That's the key. Regardless of what he got up there and said, he's in the race. And if he gets elected, as I said before, my gut feeling is that within the first 100 days, he's going to reopen an investigation.
And I would like to say I would forgive Ron Paul for dismissing 9/11 Truth Movement protester, people carrying signs and protesting for that who support him. I would forgive him for that at this time. We all make mistakes, and I think that was a mistake. And also it's coming from he does not have a technical background in regarding the things that are the standout, like a sore thumb to me, about 9/11. So he does support a constitutional government. Whether somebody knows about 9/11 or not, if they simply stick to the Constitution and keep those Ten Amendments as the Ten Commandments to restrict government, then we won't have to be worried about SWAT teams coming in to take our children and such. And
the problem is they've already broken the law. You know? It's not like we're going to retain something that we still have. What we're swimming upstream at the moment because the things that we're trying to preserve have already been taken. They've been spying on us since 2 months into the year 2001.
Well, Jim, I really like everything you say. Let me leave with this. I'm with you, Jim. let me say something to everybody out there. Yeah, I almost never disagree with anything Stadmiller says, but when he said 9/11 once was a dead topic, I forgave him for saying that once. Okay, because 9/11 will never not be a hot topic. No, it'll be hot history.
But it's an issue that rears its ugly head in specific
times. Okay, this is what I'm saying, Mike. This is what I'm saying. Let me leave with this. Someone running for president needs to know the truth about it to help maybe get their blood hot so that they can debate the issues in the forceful manner necessary.
Either that or shortly after they're elected. Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate your input. Good points, Dylan. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. All the callers, stick with me. John in California, you're next. Michael Herzog, The American.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And, folks, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We had a slew of them. The floodgates just opened there. We're going to go to John in California. John, you're on with Michael. And, Jim, go ahead.
Michael, hello there, Jim. And just to set the record straight, I'll cast my ballot for your previous caller, Dylan from Texas. But, anyway, just a couple of quick introductory points. Let me breeze through about a minute or so of my 2 minutes you're going to give me, Michael. But first of all, my name is listed as a member of the Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth since last Memorial Day when Richard Gage founded this website. So you know
Richard
where
Gage
I am.
Richard Gage will be on my show next week. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And then as far as Ron Paul, I have been a fervent supporter of him. I talk him up every time I go to Sunday church at my local Roman Catholic church. I'm a member of a meetup group, and I will be giving him money. So even though his remarks, in my opinion, and I think you'll appreciate this, Jim, were ill-advised on 911, I'm still going to support him. Now, here's what he could have said, and I don't believe it's a devil or the deep blue sea type of scenario that you and John Stadmiller, Michael, were kind of painting it. No offense to you two guys. But, you know, there was a guy named Colonel Bob Bowman who ran on 911 Truth as a Democrat in a congressional district in Florida a couple of years ago, and he came very close to winning. He only lost by a single-digit percentage point. It wasn't a large digit. It was, 2 or 3% or something like that. Now, I know there's a big difference between national politics and congressional, local congressional stuff, but that just gives you an idea of what someone could do with this information if they tried to.
Thank you.
Ron Paul has made a lot of political hay by renouncing his congressional retirement, by not accepting any raises, and by cutting his staff and returning the money to the federal government. You know, I'm thinking maybe he would have done well to hold on to some of that staff money and maybe got someone involved or one or two people who knew something about 911. What he could have done was this. Here's what he could have said. Very simple. He would not have to take a stand, Michael, one way or the other. All he had to do was say that, gee, you know, our federal government has politicians that are withholding information. What information? Well, all the information. There's a whole list of it on Dr. Jim Fetzer's 911 website. You know, things like cameras on the videotapes on the Pentagon building. One could also make an argument for the satellite photographs that can photograph, you know, the license plates of a car from 20,000 miles up. You know, somebody saw something. The federal government's got information. They're just withholding it. There's a whole slew of other stuff. In addition, he could have gotten behind, had much political cover, by mentioning the book that Lee Hamilton and Thomas Kane, the two 911 Commission mainstays, they wrote a book, it was about a year and a half ago, entitled
Without Precedent. Yes.
And it's a 500-page extravaganza where they tried to cover their butt by blaming people who came in to testify, and they lied under oath, and because the heat was getting hot for them. All he had to do was mention this and say, gee, you know, with all of this, we should have another investigation. The government should release the information and make it available for a final investigation. That's all. He wouldn't have to say whether he believed it or not.
The key thing, I think, in all of this is that we allowed the Bush administration to classify 9/11 as an attack, a military attack upon this country, when in point of fact, it was a crime.
Had it been treated
as a crime, the evidence would have to have been preserved. Giuliani could not have gotten away with shipping it all to China, so we couldn't examine the steel. I mean, there were a million and one things.
Oh, absolutely.
That just allowing this government to classify this thing as an attack instead of a crime changed the whole complexion of everything.
Ron Paul could have used this as an aggressive stance against Giuliani and Thompson and McCain, especially with that destruction of evidence at a crime scene.
Right.
And he could be raising his voice, and he could be telling Giuliani to
instead,
stop talking and butting in when he's talking.
But instead, what happened was
he comes across
this
like
is
a
not
mob.
A crime scene.
Comes
this
like
is
a
an act of war.
That people walk
they classified
on.
Everything secret. They brought in the mob to clean up the evidence, for God's sake.
I'm busy writing down John's vote for you, Jim.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you when you were butt in. I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
You made a good point.
Go ahead and vent. It's okay.
No. I think I saw the ABC News debate on with Charles Gibson, and I was yelling and screaming at Ron Paul to raise his voice to stop letting these people butt in when he's talking, and to start, you know, even holding Charles Gibson a little accountable for not following up with some of the other people.
You're
on the
guy,
same stage. You know, I mean, what's the matter with Ron Paul? Is he? Are we voting for a guy for president or head of the Harvey Milquetoast Club?
I will say this, John. I believe through watching Ron Paul, he is a little bit in this venue, at least up to this point, a little bit too mild-mannered. But that's being remedied, hopefully, behind the scenes. We're, you know, in the campaign that there's some people that are schooling, if you will, on that particular issue. So
go ahead, Michael.
Hopefully
keep
we'll see it get better.
Go ahead, Michael.
No. I just made a point.
I'm with you. He is our best hope. He's our only hope. I'm not giving up on him. I'm just saying there are any number of ways he could have answered that question without saying 911 was an inside job. And he could
It goes back to the spontaneity of the question being asked. I mean,
Michael,
it's off the top of your
Michael,
head.
Michael, 911 was the most important event in our lifetime.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, yes,
he should have been prepared.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To kill him, not to praise him.
Folks, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 for your votes. I wanted to ask you, Jim, that's a hot topic, but another hot topic was this New Hampshire recount. You know, there's a lot of people that are up in arms about that and the fact that he didn't do it, even though Dennis Kucinich has demanded a recount, and also Albert, what's his name on the, I don't even remember the guy's last name, he's such a minor opponent on the other side. But that means that all of the ballots are going to be recounted anyway for, you know, is it the same crooks counting the same ballots?
You keep asking me what I would do because that's what we're faced with. What I'm hell-bent on trying to do now is get that recount to happen, because I've been assured that if that recount happens and it turns out to be fraud, then quite possibly the whole damn thing is going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interesting part,
but
so there is a choice, but it's very it's a very unlikely scenario. But it is in the day and the time. It is one thing we could look to toward unraveling this thing, because these guys have had it all their own way. They control all the players. They control the game board. They control the media. They control everything, the bank, everything. So if the public were to discover that these little dog and pony shows of theirs are fraudulent, then the whole thing could very quickly unravel, and we might actually have a real election or a real something that is going to be an alternative to the thing they is.
So with that...
Huh?
Jim Kerwin, feel that Ron Paul should have made a decision to demand a recount on his behalf?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, come on. You only go around once. You don't get to be nice the first time and let them have one free shot. No, you give these people not an inch. But he keeps doing this. From all the way from not interrupting, not demanding, not doing follow-ups, not demanding a vote count, and now not putting much credence in 9/11.
Mm-hmm. And this is why I believe that behind the scenes he needs a little bit better campaign management and coaching, because he is, as we know, he's a very nice, very mild-mannered man. And I think that, yes, he's been in Congress, 10 terms he's run in Congress and so forth. And I got an email the other day talking about, he knows how to run with the Sharks. But no, I don't know that he does at this level. It's like
he needs to spend 24 hours with me. I'd fix that.
Go ahead.
I said I'd fix it. What he needs is somebody like me for 24 hours to advise his advisors. He's not up to this. He's over his head. These people are criminals, okay?
Yes, I know. And that was a point that I was making in a couple of emails I was firing off over the weekend, is that he's on a playing field right now that these people are the, if you, you know, the great white sharks, if you will. I mean, he's not out in the bay, the San Francisco Bay right now.
But he put himself there, Michael.
I understand that, but he put himself there. I could jump into the ocean with a bunch of professional swimmers and put myself there. That doesn't mean I'm going to win the race, you know, from one side of the bay to the other. My point is that he's put himself there, but I'm not real sure that he's up to speed, at least not yet, on knowing how to swim with these people. Do you agree or disagree?
There is only one race, okay? It's about the good guys versus the bad guys. And he got into the race with the bad guys, okay? And there isn't any – you don't get to moderate that or mitigate it or change the rules because you're in it. He had to know that before he threw his hat in the ring. He didn't. It's on him.
Well, maybe he did, and as John mentioned a little while ago, you know, here's the guy that, you know, we drag him kicking and screaming into the arena. He really didn't want to run for president, but he realized that he's the only candidate could actually maybe right the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So
involves taking care of the people that are outside pulling the ship into the water. And that means get the rifle, go out there and get rid of them. But he's not going to do that. He it's not part of his thinking. And he needed to understand this is for all the marbles. If these people get it wrong, if he succeeds, if anybody succeeds, they're going to prison or worse for the rest of their lives. They're not playing. And this isn't a chess match or a coffee clutch. This is a serious race for everything. You can't enter that room and not have all your ducks, especially about the major points, in a row. Had the questions been about the Federal Reserve or the IRS, he would have answered them. But it was on 9/11, and he wasn't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well,
let's get another call.
Okay, no. I mean, I have a tendency to lean in your favor a little bit because he was. It seemed that he was taken a bit by surprise. Yes, I'll agree with you there. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Omar in Michigan. Omar, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jim? Mike?
Good.
I agree with Jim. You know, I think, these scumbags, you know, they've been getting away with keeping us in slavery for, like, what, almost 6,000 years now. And, you know, here we got a chance to break out of the Matrix, and Ryan Paul is pussyfooting around. You know, he got to tell it like it is. 911 was an inside job. Hey, you know, hey, stop interrupting me when I'm talking, you know, and this, that, and the other. You know, you got to stand up. You know, these suckers are using every trick in the book. You know, I knew when that vote count, you know, was wrong in New Hampshire, I knew, hey, it's about over with right there. They telling us they ain't going to even give Ryan Paul a chance to be president. So we need to start up in the ante. By checking them, let them know we want David Rockefeller arrested, we want Bush arrested, Cheney arrested for the murder that they was involved in 9/11 and all over the world. And I'll let you guys go ahead.
Thank you, Omar.
Thank you for the points. Another vote for Jim. Ah, how amazing. All right, well, Jim, you want to take another one? The floodgates are open here. Let's go. Let's go to Ron in Wisconsin. Ron, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we had a blast of I don't know what there interrupted the. I don't know about all that poll taking and all of that. All I'm saying is I've been in the military, I've been in foreign countries, I've been on both sides of the street here, and I knew from the very outset that if you've got an eloquent speaking nice guy and you throw him in a bad place, that's like throwing a kid in a jail with a bunch of hardened criminals. What the hell do you think's going to happen? And the people out there, they put their money where their mouth was. They put their money there, and they needed to put their money on a dark horse that had some ulterior motive that kind of blended with theirs in parallel. If you want somebody to win in that ring, you better get some street fighter that knows how to kick the cojones off of somebody the first chance they get. This is a race that is not filled with neat people, and it isn't going to be run by one guy. That's all I got to tell you.
Thank you very much.
What was that a vote for you, Jim?
I think so.
All right. I'll give you that one. I don't know.
No, it wasn't about the vote. I was applauding what the man said because I agree 100,000% with what he just said.
No, and you're not going to get a disagreement out of me. Look, if we could take Ron Paul's mind, I mean, let's face it. The man is very laid back. He's very polite. He's very, you know, I mean, he's an older guy. He's not the most charismatic man out there on the floor. But so if we could take what he's got within his, his cranium there and put it inside a charismatic person like, say, oh, I don't know, Bill Clinton, you know, then yeah, then we've got something going here. But, you know, we've got to overcome that. That's an obstacle that we have overcome, but we're working behind the scenes to do that. At any rate, we're in agreement on those issues. The bottom line is there is nobody else. That's the only shot we've got, Jim. And we've got to make
assuming
it work.
You're assuming that they set this up, okay? They set up the whole 9 yards, and as the presidential race is all for all the marbles. You have to challenge them at their base to get rid of this, because this is a bogus thing. The entire thing is bogus. This is a charade. There is nothing real about these elections. And the only way you're going to do that is to monitor everything that goes on from this point forward and what has already gone on in terms of these little minor elections that have already been held. We have to examine, because the entire voting thing is corrupted. My God, it's in the hands of a private company. How did Congress allow the voting system to be privatized in the United States? You can't. None of this makes any sense. And until and unless we start asking questions and demanding answers, nothing's going to change.
Well,
let's get another call.
Yeah, with that, I'll agree to you with you, and it's coming to the forefront. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's go to Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, you're on with Jim and Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just listening to everybody, and I think actually everybody's speaking a little piece of truth, but it made me think of a scripture where the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by God's grace. And you know what? Any of us, if we had the gumption or the know-how, we could all run for president and do all the right things. But in the book of Matthew, I can't find it right offhand, it says, hey, if you have a problem with somebody and you don't like what they're doing, go to that person personally and tell them. So maybe all these helpful signs, and I agree, they all need to be done. But hey, Ron Paul is just who he is, and we can't change it. We could pray for him. We can assist him, but he's still just who he is by God's grace. And that's
good point.
What I have to say.
Thank you, Charlene.
Good point. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got what we've got, and we've got to work with it. Okay, let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I don't understand about Ron Paul, and I followed him, you know, like I've never followed anybody else before in politics, blah, blah, blah. Him being a congressman, didn't he have any backbone then? I mean, I don't understand it. I really don't. I mean, did he get things passed? And was he outspoken there that things got passed, or what?
Well, obviously he was, because, you know, he's called Dr. No on the House floor. I mean, you'd have to have some spine to stand up and say no to some of the pressures that are being put on him by lobbyists and so forth. It's not, I don't know that it's a question of his lack of spine. I just think it's his charisma or lack thereof, and his demeanor and his mild-mannered, you know, personality.
Well, I understand that, but the thing is, if he's that mild-mannered, how could he have been the congressman that he's got to be known as?
Good point.
Well,
I mean, this whole thing really bothers me, because now I'm just kind of, I'm definitely in prayer with this whole thing. I need more confirmation is what I need. Because I've been supporting him and whatnot, but now I'm just I'm in neutral.
Mark, as you bend down and you say your prayers, ask yourself this question in the pictures that I'm looking at right now with the background of their campaign managers. If not Ron Paul, then who?
Well,
that's just it.
That's the whole thing. That's what's got me like, wow, now what? Because these guys,
right,
like all the other callers were saying, you know, he's in a pool full of sharks, and these things are man-eaters. They like blood.
Right, and it's
you
a stat
him, You think him knowing this and had experience before with the Congress, I don't know. The whole thing, it's like I say, I've been praying for confirmation. I need more now.
All right, well, I appreciate your thoughts. All right, tell you what, the lines are loaded again. I'm going to have everybody about a minute. Thank you, Mark, for your input. Let's go to Charlie in Tennessee. Charlie, you're on with Michael and Jim. You got a minute. Go ahead. Hello, Charlie.
Can I make one statement? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I think that the whole problem with the Patriot movement is you take one step forward and two back, and this is a backward step. The man is doing the best he can.
What exactly is a backward step, Charlie?
By discussing the past. It happened.
I understand. Look, Charlie,
you know,
I
the
understand.
Man needs to be polished more, but my God, the pressure that he's under.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I think he's doing the best he can.
Charlie, are you saying that I shouldn't have a show like this and take the temperature of the Patriot movement out there to see who's disenfranchised or fractionalized?
Now you're putting the pressure on me.
Oh, okay.
No, I really think that you got to keep going forward. Believe me.
Okay.
Here's what I think, Charlie.
Just my opinion.
Charlie?
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Here's what I think. This thing about moving forward.
He's gone.
The thing about moving forward all the time. That's one of their mantras.
Go ahead. Real quick. Go ahead.
That's one of their mantras. The mantra is, hey, it's over. We gotta go on. We gotta continue. And the election in 2004 was proven to be fraud. And at that time, it was late December by the time the numbers actually came back to prove that Bush did not win. And it went to the Electoral College, and they said, well, too bad, guys, got to move on.
Right. Yeah, okay. Which is their cop-out.
Yes.
Yeah. And if they continue to move forward in light of all this stuff, we never get anywhere. Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got a couple of minutes before the break. Let's take Dan in Massachusetts. Dan, you're on with Michael and Kerwin. Go ahead.
I agree with your last call. I think there's too much negativity going on. This guy, we know, everyone who was behind Ron Paul knows his integrity. It's impeccable. And now we want him to change to be like the rest of the scumbags and answer them and reply to them on stage like the rest of them? No. The people can see behind all this. They see what's going on. Let's stay behind this guy. I mean, we're just starting. We're in the first round. We're just starting. The bullets are flying, and we're going to get up out of the foxhole. We're going to go forward. You know, enough negativity. Please, this guy is integrity personified. We all know that. Let's leave it there. Let's trust in his integrity, his wisdom. And I know there's problems with the campaign and what's what, but things are going to work out. But let's get off the negativity and let's think positive and let's get behind him. That's all I want to say. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for the call.
What do you need to do, Michael?
What's that?
What I think Mr. Paul needs to do in light of the callers that we've had so far. He needs to call a press conference and apologize and set the record straight, because that's the only thing that's going to fix this. You know, if he made a mistake, if he spoke prematurely or he didn't think it through, whatever, he needs to correct it, because this kind of a misstep cannot simply be left to the integrity of every person out there who doesn't follow politics much to begin with anyway. That's all I want to say.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we got a break coming up. We've got Richard in Arizona. I'll bring you up and I'll hold you over if you haven't got your point made. Richard, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Jim.
Hi,
Jim,
Richard.
I think you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell you what, hold on. Richard, we got to go to a break. The music just started, but hold on. I'll pick you up right after the break, and I'll give you a couple minutes, okay?
All right.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. Hot topic today, folks. Be back in three with a final segment, and we'll get Richard's thoughts.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. And we've got Richard. Richard, go ahead. You're on with us.
Okay, Jim, by any chance, do you think that you've helped accomplish Fox News' goal by getting the supporters of Ron Paul to do infighting and divide them?
No.
No?
No. Fox is going to do what Fox does. Fox's plan is to get everybody fighting among themselves, always has been. The point is, I don't make up my mind based on what Fox News wants me to do or not do.
I'm not asking you to make
and
up your mind.
And if the public in this country did the same thing, Fox News would be gone.
But
it's not thinking for itself, and that's part of the problem.
I don't understand. See, as far as I'm concerned, 9/11 is only one problem. That's the same to me. That's the same as gun owners voting for a candidate just because he says he supports gun rights, but is out of touch with everything else. You guys are voting for a one issue only. You're not looking at the big picture. So if I have, I guess in my opinion, I'd have to go with Michael, and I'd just say, please stop the infighting and get behind the man. If he's going to make changes, he's going to make changes. If not, we don't have any other hope. Thank you.
Yeah, and Richard, let me end with this. It doesn't make any difference whether my opinion differs with Jim's opinion or if your opinion differs with Jim's or the other people out there. For crying out loud, let's just continue to give him our support, our financial support, our emotional support, and get him elected. Okay?
Stop the infighting and get with the program and support the guy. Where else are you going to go?
Exactly.
Who else are you going to vote for?
Amen, Richard. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Jim, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that when you think critically, if you have the capacity for critical thinking and you come up with what you believe is true, you also have the responsibility to go forward with that. And that means individual action upon the topic that you have thought about. And in this particular case, that's the furthest thing from most Americans' mind. They want to pass the buck, give somebody some money, and have them do it for them. The point here is that we need to start taking action on our own behalf as individual people. We need to go down to the local television stations and radio stations and newspapers and make some noise. And until that starts to happen, nothing's going to change. And you're right, caller. Then there is no other hope. But the hope does lie with all of us if we actually begin to act. It's the only way anything ever gets done. It's not done by politicians. It's done by the people. Thanks.
Well, I will say amen to that. Well, listen, Jim, coming into the end of another day, I want to thank you so much for coming on today and bringing these viewpoints out. We've had a great show. And, of course, keep those cards and letters coming. Jim sends me about 20, 30, 40 emails a day sometimes with different news articles. Keeps me up to speed on what's going on. I appreciate that, Jim. At any rate, hey, keep on plugging, buddy. And
thank you, Michael.
I'll see you next time, and thank you again for coming on.
You're more than welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, that was Jim Kerwin. Boy, that was an exciting show. I really wasn't expecting even John Samuler popped in for 20 minutes on that one. And, of course, I kind of expected that because John's about as passionate a guy as I know when it comes to Ron Paul. And let's face it, none of us are perfect, guys. We all have our flaws. And, I've thought about it more times than I can count about what I would be doing if I was standing up on that stage and the question was posed at me, because I know. Now, I don't think It's not my belief system. I know, based upon a preponderance of the evidence, the investigative research, and by virtue of the fact that I'm a pilot, that indeed 9/11 was an inside job. And I'm an integral person. But if I was standing up there running for an office that I knew millions of people depended on me, and I knew that I wanted another 9/11 investigation, I really have to give it more thought as to whether I would have answered yes or no. Because to answer yes, I know, would have killed me political. To lie and to answer no may have gotten me into the position where I could have done something about it. Think about that, and I'll be back tomorrow with Mark Weber, my guest. We're going to talk about how we got in this position to begin with. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. You're going to have two more hours of John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's